This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In an ancient plaza in Mexico City, old men practice a dying profession, letter writing. Once, the clatter of dozens of typewriters filled the Santo Domingo Plaza, where, for a few coins, hundreds of mostly illiterate citizens dictated declarations of love and personal news to family. For many, this was the only way to communicate over long distances, but today, the scribes who once lined these sidewalks are disappearing. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports.
Here on the Santo Domingo Plaza, in the heart of Mexico City's historic center, the clack of typewriters attracts few clients on this quiet Sunday morning. An elderly gray-haired woman with a cane and a manila folder under her arm approaches one of the 12 scribes. 77-year-old Socorro Estela Vasquez says she comes here regularly from her nearby apartment. Because letter writing is precisely what this place was all about, she says. That's why there are so many stationery stores here and the odd bookstore. I come for my receipts and contracts. The primly dressed Vasquez needs an agreement typed up for an apartment she plans to rent. Vasquez says though she only studied through elementary school, she could write out the contract, but prefers not to. Because people understand it better if it's typed, she says. It's more explicit. That's the only real advantage, because I could write it out by hand just fine. But there are people who might not understand certain handwritten letters or words. Vasquez, whose husband died 2 years ago, says walking to the plaza is also an excuse to get out and about. She sits in an old chair beside the wooden desk of a 75-year-old scribe in a straw hat named Melesio, one of just a dozen who still eke out a living here beneath the stone arch that abuts a 16th-century Dominican church. Melesio painstakingly types out the terms of Vasquez's contract on a blank form he pulls from a drawer. We write all kinds of things, he says. Official documents for bureaucrats, sales and purchasing contracts, legal forms. But personal letters, family letters, those you can write by hand. The people don't come often to ask for those. Two typewriters over, another old scribe who won't give his name sits with his hands on either side of his secondhand Olympia, waiting like a gunman with itchy fingers. He says 50 years ago, he played an indispensable role in countless love stories. The love letter was necessary because you weren't allowed to talk directly to your girlfriend, he says. In the letter, you expressed everything. I dreamed of you last night. As the days pass, I love you more and more. As the years pass, these letter writers are finding less and less work, sometimes earning just $2 or $3 a day. 51-year-old third-generation scribe Romel Jaimez blames modern technology more than anything, the computer and the mobile phone. Even the campesinos from the countryside carry cell phones, he says. The whole world has them. They're as common as shoes. Why write a letter when you can call, he asks. Jaimez carries a phone himself. He says most of the time, that's how he communicates with his family in the United States. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Mexico City.